tonight, 50-30. And Coach, congratulations on the win here. And it didn't look pretty to begin, and maybe a little hangover from Saturday and whatnot, but that's going to happen. And you guys kind of stayed the course and pulled it away by 20.
You know, after you play three strong games and you only really have one day of rest, and then you have practice and you're ready to go again on Tuesday, your legs are just a little shot. You know, we had a long bus ride sitting around all day. But the girls played through the first quarter, and we got everything going again, and they finished strong. You know, I'm super happy that they came together and got their defense going and made some key plays late.
Yeah, it was really your defense that really stood out pretty well, only allowing three field goals the whole second half, and the third one came right at the end of the ball game. And but it was boards that you guys were just dominating all night.
You know, the first quarter, we just weren't helping very good, and they were getting some easy shots. You know, second half, we'd really talked about helping and making sure they weren't getting open shots, and they did a great job of adjusting and getting the plays covered when we needed to. Everybody just stepped up their defense, and you know, that created a lot of offense. And you know, when we rebound strong, we can get a quick out and we're going. So you know, all that played a lot of favor in how our momentum changed in that second half.
And I thought getting multiple players to score at certain times there that maybe weren't scoring a lot all year, I thought that opened up some things for a lot of your key players, like Megan, who ended up with 18 points there, and Erica with 8, and you know, Kendall had a tough layup there for her 6 point, but getting a lot of players active, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of your main players that you have check in score, that's big.
You know, it is. These girls are all about, you know, getting the ball to the open person, and it doesn't matter who it is at this time. You know, Hugachin's fouled a lot in the inside, and that really opened up Megan on the inside, and our girls did a great job of feeding her the ball and getting her the ball when she needed it. So, you know, it was a great team effort. Everybody was involved and did something, and, you know, I couldn't ask for more from them.
And this is a big win for you guys in so many ways, just to come back after a tournament and put together back-to-back pretty good defensive performances.
It was. You know, we wanted to make sure we knew that what we did in Sterling, we're going to bring back to Western Kansas. And, you know, coming here, you know, it's always hard to play against Hugoton. It's a long bus trip. But, you know, and it's a conference game. So It was a great win for us, and it's a good confidence builder, and we just got to keep moving and keep getting better every game.
Well, you get to play at home on Friday. I know it's kind of a foreign place at some point. It'll be 6 weeks, 42 days between home games, but you get round two with Cimarron for your first league game of the year.
That's a long time between two home games, but, you know, we're ready to get back to Scott City. We're ready to put our team back on the court. And it'll be fun, and it'll be good atmosphere, and we're ready to take on Cimarron.
All right, Coach Amy Felker joining me here post-game. Coach, thanks again for the time, and we'll get to talk to you a couple more times here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.